So Enzo Maresca has his first win as Chelsea head coach. In terms of result, it's a win. We saw Nkunku's first goal of the season, his first goal at Stamford Bridge from the penalty spot, very ruthless. And Noni Madueke off the bench, coming off from a strong pre-season and a really tidy finish. But I don't think that tells the full story, unfortunately. It wasn't exactly the convincing, overwhelming display that I feel it needed to be for Chelsea to kind of settle this tie. And also, I think, to just give the club a really positive night. Servette will walk away feeling a little bit unlucky, maybe. And I think especially feeling if the same game plays out again, there's a chance they can maybe get back into this tie. Because late on, Jorgensen, on his full debut, was forced into some saves, and he made good saves. But the fact that the kind of night, I think, in terms of standout performers, I'm looking at the goalkeeper at home to a team like Servette, it's not exactly overwhelmingly positive, is it? Mark Giroud should have scored. He should have scored. But, you know, it encapsulates his kind of raw ability, right? And that's what you get with him, unfortunately. And I just thought all round it was a really sloppy, shoddy performance. I thought Chelsea, kind of in a facade way, had control of the game, but, you know, would give the ball away cheaply, and it felt like Servette actually grew into it. So, yeah, and Cole Palmer walking away holding his hamstring. Now, Maresca has said, I've seen quotes where he said he looks fine, but we have to see that picture of him walking off. I mean, he came on and it was a bit like Sunday, quite strange subs from Maresca, taking off Giroud, putting Palmer as kind of a centre forward. It didn't really work out, but Chelsea win, they're close to qualifying, but obviously the tie is not done yet. And we move on to Sunday, which could be a tricky one at Molineux.